What is this part of the face called?
Forehead.
And what is this?
Hair.
And if a man had hair on his face?
Beard.
And what is this?
Ear.
Which one?
The left one.
And what is this?
The right one.
What is this?
Mouth.
This?
Throat.
And the whole thing would be my
head.
Well, this is my neck.
Neck.
All right. And what is this thing right here?
That's the goozle.
And what do you know what the goozle is?
No.
Is it something different from the rest of the neck? What does it do?
I don't know. I just always heard it called the goozle.
What is this?
Teeth.
And one of them would be?
Tooth.
And what they're attached to?
Gums.
And what is this?
Palm of your hand.
You ever hear it called anything else?
Palm of your hand.
And what is this?
Fist.
And two of them?
Two fists.
And if I, in this part right here and this part right here, I say I ache in my
joints,
one of them would be one, not joints, but one
joint.
Okay. And what is this on a male?
Chest.
And on a woman?
Breast.
And what?
Shoulders.
All right. And these?
Two hands.
And one?
Finger.
And one?
Hand.
Okay. Any terms for being left-handed, you know?
No.
You ever hear the term southpaw?
No.
What is this?
Leg.
And this?
Ankle. Foot.
And two of them?
Feet.
All right. What is this part of the leg?
Shank.
Or
shin.
All right. Shanks or shins. And if you were in a sort of a squatted position, you might say that you're on your
hunker.
Okay. If someone were very strong, you might say he's a very strong or
strong, robust.
All right. The word common, did you ever hear it in reference to a person?
Yeah, I've heard people say they're very common.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean that they're lower or higher?
A little bit lower, I think.
What if you were referring to an older woman who is very, very lively? You might say she's
frisky and gaily.
What about a young child that was lively?
Well, you'd call him frisky.
And any other term?
Lively.
She's kind of... All right. You'll hear the term feisty?
Yeah.
If you're scared or afraid, you might say, oh, I'm scared. Or this is a blank place. This is a
scary place.
If she is not afraid of the dark now, but she was a long time ago, you might say she's not afraid of the dark now, but she
used to be.
All right. And if she didn't, if she wasn't a long time ago, you would say she
is now.
Or how about a long time ago? If she wasn't a long time ago, you'd say she, about being afraid of the dark.
She used to be a long time ago, but she isn't now.
And if she is now, but she wasn't a long time ago, you say she wasn't, or she... Okay.
I usually say ain't.
Okay. And if someone doesn't...